This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima allamtana wa zidna ilma. Subhanaka Allahumma la ilma lana illa ma allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa marzuqna tiba'ah wa arina al-batila batila wa marzuqna ijtinabah. Wa ba'd, respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. That's a very good welcome, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. It's an honor and it's a privilege to be here at Darul Salam once again. Today's Jumu'ah khutbah, inshallah. I just want to briefly talk about something that we may have heard many times before, but it's just a reminder. These Jumu'ah khutbahs are a reminder, reminders for all of us. I think the date today is 1st, brothers. Something of Safar, or is it? 28th Safar, yes. When we say what's the date, first we should think about the Islamic date, and then, because we actually don't even remember the Islamic date, sometimes not even the month, because, you know, we live in a time and in a country, which there's nothing wrong with it, but it's good to always keep in mind the Islamic dates. We're coming to the end of the month of Safar, the second month of the Islamic calendar year, Muharram, and then we have Safar. And we are approaching the month of Rabi' al-Awwal, which is a blessed month. Why is it a blessed month? Most months are kind of blessed. They have something, some significance. It's a month. One of the reasons, not that we are going to have a party or celebrate, but we still remember it's a very important month in which probably the greatest event in the history of mankind has taken place. The greatest, the greatest incident in history. So it's a historical event that has taken place in the month of Rabi' al-Awwal, which is the blessed birth of our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. No incident has been greater than this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent our messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to this universe in this blessed month for a reason, to guide humanity, to take humanity out of ignorance into the light of knowledge, from the darkness of ignorance into the light of knowledge, guide humanity, and as a source of mercy. Allah sent him, not just that we celebrate him as a person or as a prophet, not just to celebrate him. That's not the maqsad, the objective, the aim and goal of sending all the prophets and this great prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the prophets and sent the final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah sent him so that we emulate him and we bring his teachings, his guidance, his guidelines into our lives. This is the whole purpose. Allah mentions this in the Quran as well, that the maqsad, the objective of sending the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that you follow him. وَاتَّبِعُوهُ, follow him. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. For you in the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a perfect example, the perfect role model, the best role model, the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why he was sent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided mankind, guided all of us in two ways. The first method is by revealing the books on the messengers. Inzalul kutub. Since the earlier times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent revealed books and scriptures. We have the four famous ones, Tawrat, Zabur, Injil, and the Quran. But also other prophets had many scriptures. Like the Quran says, Suhufu Ibrahim wa Musa. The scriptures and the books revealed unto Ibrahim and Musa. So that's one way he guided. And the second method was by sending messengers. And that was the more important way. Because if you look in history, there is no example of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealing books without a messenger or a prophet. There is no example. There are many examples that prophets came, but no book was revealed. They just continued and carried on with the book or the scripture or the message of a previous prophet. Many examples. But there is no one example where a book was revealed without a prophet. In other words, Allah just sends the book, like from the sky, He drops the book down. Here's the book, read it, recite it, understand it, and act upon it and implement it in your life. Or everybody wakes up first thing in the morning under the pillow, check, oh brothers and sisters, check, you'll find a book. There's no example. But many examples of prophets coming and no books. Both are important. These are two ways of guidance. Inzalul kutub, irsalul rusul. Sending of messengers and revealing of books. But the reason why sending of prophets is more important is this. Because true guidance does not come just by books. The books were revealed. It was not enough for humanity, for human beings, for men and women to just read the books which Allah sends from, you know, the sky or you find it under the pillow. Humanity, human beings needed another human being who Allah chose to practically teach and explain the contents of the book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. This is why books on their own are not enough. We need practical guidance. And the companions, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they took the guidance from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practically. And this is why Allah says in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ The verse I recited, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You've got a perfect role model, a perfect example before you. You don't even need to look into the book because كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنَ. Aisha radiallahu anha was asked, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how was his character? How was his mannerism? He said, his character was the Qur'an. You just look at him and he is a walking Qur'an. He is a talking Qur'an. Everything that Allah wants from a person, human being, to the absolute perfection is in this human being. This is why Allah also said to him, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. If there is the highest level of good mannerism, the peak of good character, the peak of humanity, the highest stage and level and position someone can reach, then this is the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. So this is why Allah sent him like that. He chose him to be the absolute, ultimate level of perfection as a human being can be. If he's not a god, human being. So the ultimate level of perfection. And this is the role model sent to us. What do we have to do? He is a human being as well like us. This is why he was a human being, so then we can emulate him. Because if he wasn't a human, like the mushrikun of Makkah said, مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولُ يَأْكُلُ طَعَامُ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. They could not understand that this messenger, he also eats food like we eat. But this was the beauty, this is the actual reason Allah specifically chose a human being to be the absolute ultimate level of perfection, so that we have no excuse. We don't say, oh, we can't emulate him because he's another creature, alien, some other species that's come from Mars or Venus or somewhere. No, this is from your own selves. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا من أنفسهم. Allah says, he is the one who sent prophet to you from amongst yourselves, not from another creature, not some, you know, alien or some another species that comes from Mars or Venus or Jupiter. Min anfusihim. So this is an example of a human being. Yes, definitely an absolute different level of human being. Because you can have two human beings. You can have two types of stones. You have a normal stone and you can have a ruby. Muhammadun basharun walaysa kal bashari. He is a human being, but not like other human beings. But we don't deny he is a human being. And this was the reason that if this human being can be to the ultimate level of perfection, then we have to look at this role model. And each one of us, we need to try to emulate this role model that is before us. We can't reach, without a doubt, we can't reach that ultimate level. But then we all have our, you know, share of emulating him. Some people take 2% of his perfection. Some reach to 5%, some to 8%, some to 10%. And we have to continue to strive looking at this perfect role model before us. Now you might say this role model, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and whom the companions, they saw him physically. The people after the companions, radiallahu anhum, like us, we can't see this role model in front of us. We don't see him coming into the masjid. We don't see him exiting the masjid. We don't see him offering salah. We don't see him how he spoke with people, how he talked with people, how he conversed, how he lived at home, how he treated his family, how he discussed issues with people. We can't see that. So what do? This is a responsibility. The role model is not before us. So now our responsibility is to learn about that role model. To spend time to know what the role model is. How can we emulate? How can we follow? How can we do ittiba? How can we emulate someone we don't know anything about? You know, we hear a lot of the times that we need to follow the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it starts before that. We know the Quran says, "Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul." Obey Allah, obey his messenger. We all know obeying the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following the sunnah, following in his footsteps, emulating him. But how is that possible? That's not possible until we... Actually, there are three steps. You know, someone said this, it was made up like a line that to know him is to love him. To love him is to follow him. To know him is to love him, and to love him is to follow him. In other words, there are three stages. We have to follow him, but you can't really emulate him or follow him directly. It's not that easy. If someone tells you, you know, there's a person here, just try to just be like him. You might say, why should I just try to be like anybody just randomly? We are human beings. We all have egos. We want to be our independent people, of course. To an extent, no problem. Why do I need to copy somebody? So, it's difficult to emulate someone. Unless there's a stage before that. What is that? Loving him. If you love someone, absolutely, ultimately, you adore somebody. Then nobody has to tell you, brother, you know what, try to follow that person. Because you adore that person. You are absolutely madly crazy in love with that person. You know, sometimes husband, wives, they copy each other. Because they love each other. Hopefully, inshallah. When we're talking about marriage in the weekend. Because, and sometimes it happens. You have a marriage and, you know, a lot of the times, because women, they easily accept, you know, other people, they easily get affected, which is a good quality of women. They start emulating the husbands. They don't have to, but the husband starts liking the food. They start liking that food as well. The husband likes a particular car. They like that car as well. The husband likes a particular way of something doing that they actually, but when they stop loving their husband, then they don't like that. Because love results in you following automatically. So, the stage before emulation and before following him is loving him. And we know loving the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is one of the obligations of Islam. It's fard ayn. You know, we hear that praying salah, offering 5-time prayers, what is it? It's fard, we know. Personally obligatory on everybody. Fasting in Ramadan is a fard. Hajj is a fard. Zakat is a fard. Likewise, hubbun nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Loving the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a fardu aynin, personally obligatory upon every Muslim man, woman. If we don't have that extreme love for him, our iman is incomplete. That's why the hadith says, لا يؤمن أحدكم. You can't be a complete believer. I think Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, mentioned to him that you can't be a complete believer. حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. Until I, Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, I do not become more beloved to you than your own parents, your own children, and the whole of creation and humanity. والناس أجمعين. We need to ask ourselves, look into our hearts. How do we know we love him more than our children, family, and everything and every person? More than pound and dollars? And more than worldly, materialistic things? Do we love him more, or do we love our car more? Do we love him more, or do we love money more? We might say, no, of course we love him more. Well, the time for test is when there's a conflict between what he says and between some money. If he said that, brother, this is not halal for you to take this money, and it's a lot of money, then that's when the test comes. If we give preference to the world, to the dunya, to the materialistic things, then that's a clear, clear witness and proof that we don't love him enough. We might love him slightly, but not enough. Other things are more beloved. And this is why in the hadith he said, حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ. The word is أَحَبَّ, more beloved. Which means that you will have love. If you're a Muslim, nobody's saying that you won't have no love. Nobody hates him. Alhamdulillah, all Muslims, we all love him. Everybody has a small amount of love. There is no Muslim who does not have love for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should thank Allah for that as well and say Alhamdulillah. But the hadith is saying, أَحَبَّ أَفْعَلُ التَّفْضِيلِ. You have to have more love for Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his teachings. And this is the second category. I started from the third category, which is following him. If you have extreme amount of love, then you will automatically follow him. And there's a stage before that as well. When we say we have to love the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's not easy to love somebody just like that. We don't see this role model. I mentioned the verse of the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. The Sahaba companions, for them it was easier. Because they saw him speaking, they saw him talking, they saw him entering the masjid, they saw him exiting the masjid. The way he interacted with them, they saw this amazing, perfect, absolute, perfection of a human being. They had no choice but to fall in love with him. Because they could not see anyone like this, and it was impossible for normal human beings to be like this. We can't see that. So it's more difficult for us, isn't it? So how do we create the love? That's why the stage before that, we must know him. How do we know him? We have to learn about him or read about him. The problem, crisis of today's time is we hardly spend time reading about Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The seerah books, every household, we should have a collective reading of the seerah. Father, mother, daughter, son, once a week, if not every day, then at least once a week. Read any good book on seerah. Finish that book, another book. You could do different books. We should have a complete reading of books of seerah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Books like the Shama'il of Imam al-Tirmidhi. That's just his physical features and then some of his character traits. But there's so many different books. There's nobody in the world on whom more is written than the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There's nobody. Muslims and non-Muslims attest to this fact. There is no human being on which there's more material in as many languages than there is on Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We could carry on reading all our lives and we could die, but we won't finish reading about him. So this is an obligation. Learn about him, read about him continuously. There should never be a day in our life that we don't learn or read something about the seerah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's not just about attending lectures, it's about reading as well. To recognize him. Once we recognize him, automatically we will fall in love with him. And I will end with this. There was actually a new Muslim, a revered brother, once said to me, I think he was in America somewhere, Detroit somewhere, many, many years ago. that I actually fell in love with the messenger of the Muslims because of when I read this seerah. I had no choice. When I read, no human being can be like this. When I saw some of the incidents, some of the things about him, character traits, like Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu says, خَدِمْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ عَشَرَ سِنِينَ. I was a khadim, a servant. I used to be a servant serving the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, working for him, bringing him food, this, that, everything, for 10 years. This is a hadith in al-Bukhari. فَمَا قَالَ لِي أُفٍ قَطْ. In 10 years, he never even said a word of contempt. Like, I mean, we hear this hadith, it's just simple, okay, we read it, alhamdulillah, very good. Imagine doing this. Imagine you have somebody you've employed, working for you for 10 years, every morning, afternoon, evening, you see this person. It's not just 9 to 5, even in the evenings, doing everything for you. And in 10 years, you don't even... Not even that. That's what uffin means. Like, no, not even a sigh. In 10 years when someone, they must have done so many things wrong, like you wanted something to be done, they couldn't do. In 10 years, could any of us ever even imagine doing that? And then he said, he never said to me, why did you do this for something I shouldn't have done? And I knew I shouldn't have done it, but he never said why. And why didn't you do this for something I should have done? I just want a random example. The sunnah and seerah is filled with incidents like this. We read this, maybe not 10 years, maybe we could try acting upon this. When we read about the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have no choice but you will fall in love with him, because this is an amazing, absolute level of perfection. So that's why knowing him results in loving him. Learn about him, knowing him, recognizing him, learning his seerah, start as soon as possible. As soon as possible. Even if you've read something, still read more. Start at home today. What a great day to start, Friday. People just do like a big, you know, program in Rabi'ul Awwal and that's it. And then 1 year, go back to sleep. This is not learning about the seerah. Seerah is, you start. And every day, every week, learn about his character, his traits, how he was as a human being, as a husband, as a father, as a grandparent, as a businessman, as a leader, as all the different aspects of life we have teachings. So knowing about him results in automatically falling in love with him. Then we will fall in love with him, we'll have this love for him. And once we have love for him, then nobody will need to tell us, you know what, you need to follow him, because you will automatically fall in love. You will automatically follow him, inshallah. May Allah grant us the tawfiq. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah. Jazakallah khair.